Hi there. You're about to enjoy a recording from Wellspring Church in central Watford. You may have found us via our website, wellspring-church.org. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But even better, why not come to one of our services in one of our congregations? We would love to meet you and encourage you along your journey of faith. With that in mind, do know that we are praying for you, that as you listen to this recording, you'll be inspired, encouraged, challenged, given keys to live life to the full as Jesus intended, and to bring transformation with his amazing love to the people around you. God bless you.
The picture that we have today as part of our Adventurers Waiting series is of an episode that's talked about in Luke's gospel, in his telling of the life of Jesus. And there is Mary and Joseph presenting baby Jesus to be dedicated in the temple in Jerusalem. And the man in that picture with his hand on Jesus' head is Simeon. And he had a prophecy. And he saw Jesus. And in that moment in the temple, there was only one person that really mattered. And that was Jesus, this baby. And he said, finally, the salvation that Israel has been longing for generations. Finally, the rescuer is here. And you can also see in that picture another character. And this is what it says in Luke chapter 2 from verse 36. Anna, a prophet, was also there in the temple. She was the daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher, and she was very old. Her husband died when they'd been married only 7 years. Then she lived as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but stayed there day and night, worshipping God with fasting and prayer. She came along just as Simeon was talking with Mary and Joseph, and she began praising God. She talked about the child to everyone who had been waiting expectantly for God to rescue Jerusalem. When Jesus' parents had fulfilled all the requirements of the law of the Lord, they returned home to Nazareth in Galilee. There the child grew up healthy and strong. He was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was on him. Anna also saw the baby Jesus, and all her eyes were on him. This is Anna's story in her own words.
Hi, my name is Anna. You probably don't know me, but I've been around this temple for many, many years. You can see from the bags under my eyes, I'm very old. So I got married at 14. Like most of the girls in our village, I got married at 14. It was okay. In fact, it was more than okay. My husband was kind, and we were really happy. But he was snatched away from me far too soon. They say that 7 is the number of completeness, but I did not feel that our marriage was complete. Yet after 7 years, he was taken from me. He died and left me alone. I didn't have family to take care of me, so I went to the temple. The priests were kind to me, and so I stayed. I've always loved going to the temple. I used to go with my father before I went with my husband, and I like going to the temple because everything makes sense when I worship. I like to worship, and I like to serve, so I kind of stayed some more and prayed some more. I've always known that one day the Messiah would come. I've read about it. I've believed it. I've known. Maybe I thought that if I stayed around long enough, one day I'd see him. But I just stayed, worshiping, waiting, praying. Maybe I was hiding. It's safer in the temple than outside under Roman rule. So maybe I was hiding. But if I have to hide, I would choose to worship while I do. So I stayed. And I prayed. Some fasting. Some serving. It's busy in the temple. There's a surprising amount of stuff that goes on to keep things running. So I was busy. Staying. And I became a watcher. I used to watch people all the time. And I would like to watch what was going on in the temple. It's like I could watch what God was doing. I used to see things. I still see things that other people seem to miss. Anyway, I'm from the tribe of Asher. Now, you might not have heard of them either. They're apparently one of the lost tribes of Israel. But I'm not so sure they're so much as lost as hidden or forgotten. A bit like me, really. Hidden, forgotten, until today, when we've been found. Anyway, I'm from the tribe of Asher, as I said. Now, you will remember some of the stories of our forefathers. So Abraham had Isaac. Isaac married Rebekah, and they had two boys, Jacob and Esau. Jacob then married two sisters, Leah and Rachel. Now, I know most of the stories, and all the well-known stories come down from Rachel's line because she had Joseph. You must have heard of Joseph. He was the one with the coat, the dreamer boy, and he had this dream, but then he ended up positioned for purpose in a way that no dream could ever muster. But Leah, Jacob's other wife, less sparkly-eyed, she did have lots of babies. And when she couldn't have any more babies, she enlisted the help of her maidservants. So she had Zilpah, one of her maidservants, with her husband Jacob. It's what they did in those days. And anyway, they had another baby, and that baby she took as her own. Leah took this baby as if her own and called him Asher. Asher, I'm from the tribe of Asher. She called him Asher. And as she pulled him close to herself, she said, "What joy is mine?" Because that's what Asher means. Joy. What joy is mine? Blessed one. Favored one. Happy one. Joy. This is my namesake. My namesake is from the tribe of joy. But until now, joy has never made sense. Every part of my worship suddenly feels like a practice. Everything of my waiting suddenly seems to have changed because joy suddenly makes sense. I am blessed. I am deeply, profoundly, gratefully glad and joyful. This day, we must worship. I've seen so many people coming into the temple over all these years, offering their sacrifices, coming to worship, just gathering with people. I've seen so many parents bring their firstborns, their tiny 8-day-old babies, to dedicate in the temple. It was the custom, it's what they did. I've seen so many. I've lost count over the 84 years how many people have been in. But it was different today. Nothing should have drawn my attention to this family, but everything did. The couple quietly walked into the holy temple, babe in arms, and I was drawn closer and closer to them. For a couple who've just had their baby, they still seemed so expectant. It was as if they knew something, and they were waiting for us to discover what they knew. They came quietly, and I got closer and closer. Have you ever held a baby that was kind of wriggling and squirming, and when you hold it to you, it quietens down and kind of becomes a little bit more peaceful? Well, I was leaning in so close. The mother handed me the baby. He was unsettled and he wriggled a little bit, but as I held him, it was not just him that became peaceful. When I held him, when I gazed at him, there was a move in my spirit, a peace that came that I have never experienced before. I looked at him and he looked at me. He looked into me as if he knew me. Our gaze fixed so deeply. I was pulled into his gaze, pulled into his presence. He kind of looked in me and through me and beyond me and knew me. I held him, little lamb. Every worship that I've ever experienced suddenly seemed a practice for now. My heart started to race. The tears started to fall. The song in my heart started to release. I have never known anything like this before. Holding this baby, he was changing me. Who is he? Surely he is none other than the living Lord. Surely he is none other than the King of Kings. I suddenly knew that all that waiting, it was over. I didn't have to wait anymore. It's not that I found him, but he was brought into my world and he found me, and the wait is over. In the beginning, God separated light from darkness. Today, he has obliterated darkness. He has come with a light so powerful, it will reveal God to the whole world, to every tribe and tongue, to every man and woman, to every boy and girl, in every far-flung place. This light has burst in and is stronger than any strength of any darkness anywhere. I have been waiting and my wait is over. He's small now, so vulnerable. But don't you mistake this baby for anyone other than the King of Kings. I'm from the tribe of Asher, the tribe of joy, but this baby has ushered in not joy in name, but joy in experience. My wait is over. My life has been bookended with joy, but the story doesn't end here. The adventure continues in lightness and joy, because light has burst into eternity.
Wow. So 2,000 years ago, Anna, her eyes, the eyes of her heart were opened to the most incredible reality, and that is the gift of Christ. Doubtless she'd held many children before, but none like Jesus. You see, there is no one like Jesus. And we wouldn't be here today on Christmas Day if it wasn't for Christ. And we don't just talk about a joy that lasts forever. This is a living experience for us, even now, even today. And yet, I know what life is like. And I know that in your heart and in your home, there is a longing for the fullness of joy that you've just heard about. There is a longing for more peace in your world of chaos. There's longing for more light to break into your darkness. So I want to give you, whatever your age, just a couple of minutes to pray to God for his peace to come where there's chaos, and for his joy to come where there's despair, and for hope to come where there's hopelessness. And it might actually be a very personal thing. You might want to imagine holding the baby Jesus for yourself and imagining that, just saying, Jesus, I want you to infuse me and give all the joy and all the peace that I've heard about. I need more of that today. This might be very personal for you. There might be somebody in your family that at this point in time is tormented or troubled. There's time now to pray. Or perhaps your heart goes further afield to other nations and other places, people back home, perhaps where you grew up, or people that you know that really need a touch from heaven. Just while the band play quietly, I'm going to give you a chance to offer those prayers just for a couple of minutes. Make the most of this time. Let's seek him for the joy he came to bring. Let's seek him for the peace he came to offer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the gift of Jesus. We thank you when we pray in his name, you hear our prayers. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, you came to bind up the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. You came to give sight to the blind, Lord, to give hope to the hopeless. And so, Lord, we offer you our prayers now and the hundreds of prayers offered right now, Lord. We just know that you hear them. We say thank you. Lord, for hearts that are tormented and broken, Lord, we pray for your healing. For bodies that are broken and need a touch from you, Lord, we say bring healing. Lord, for homes and families and relationships that are broken and need healing, we say, Lord, may your light shine into that darkness. May your order come where there's chaos. And Lord, we bring to you our nation and we bring to you the nations. So much heartache, Lord, so much division, so much turmoil. Lord, on this your day, we pray in Jesus' mighty name for your kingdom to come, Lord, for your will to be done on the earth as it is in heaven. And even as we consider the amazing, unique gift that you are to us, we pray, Lord, that you might fill us again with your joy, fill us again with your hope and with your peace, that as we go from here, we might know that we've met with you, Lord. Because we've searched around the world so many times looking for so many things, Lord, yet nothing compares to you. You have no rival and no equal. So, Lord, hear our prayers offered in this place, because we offer them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks so much for listening to this recording. We hope it's encouraged you, challenged you, and more than anything, that you've been aware of the voice of God and the presence of Jesus with you wherever you've been listening to this recording. Hey, if you have a testimony of what God is doing in your life and how he's speaking to you that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Just email admin@wellspring-church.org. Do get in touch. We can't wait to hear from you. And may God be near you and his peace be yours for the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.